Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian, and today is the 8th of May 2019. Let's get straight to the news. Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings on Tuesday to enter the final of the IPL 2019. Surya Kumar Yadav played one of his finest knocks on a challenging Chepauk pitch as Mumbai bested Chennai by 6 wickets in the first qualifier. On a sluggish pitch, which offered considerable turn and unpredictable bounce, Surya Kumar batted in copybook fashion, scoring an unbeaten 71 of 54 balls as Mumbai Indians reached their target in 18.3 overs. Chasing a tricky target of 132 on a difficult pitch, senior players Rohit Sharma and Quinton de Kock were out without scoring much. Surya and Ishan Kishan traded in their natural flair for a cautious approach, adding 80 runs together, which set the platform for Mumbai's win. While Surya hit 10 fours, the normally aggressive Kishan struck just 3 boundaries and a 6 in his innings. The ever-reliable Imran Tahir dismissed Kishan and Krunal Pandya off successive deliveries in the 14th over, causing a minor scare. Surya then partnered with Hardik Pandya to take Mumbai home with 9 balls to spare. Surya was especially adept in his batting against Tahir and a wily Ravindra Jadeja, not taking any chances as they bowled impressive spells. Earlier, batting first, CSK managed just 131 for 4, as Mumbai's bowlers proved nearly unplayable. Mumbai Indians' 3 spinners, Rahul Chahar, Krunal Pandya and Jayant Yadav, took 4 wickets between them, conceding just 60 runs in their combined 11 overs. MS Dhoni failed to launch a much-needed assault on a sluggish home pitch, but did enough in the company of Ambati Raidu to propel Chennai Super Kings to 131, which proved a fighting total in testing conditions. While Mumbai Indians are through to their 5th IPL final, CSK will have another chance to make it to their 8th final in the second qualifier. CSK will face off against the winner of the eliminator between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad. News from the Champions League now. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp hailed his side as mentality giants after they produced one of the most stunning comebacks in Champions League history to beat Barcelona 4-0 and progress to the final for the second consecutive year on Tuesday. The Reds not only had a mountain to climb on the scoreboard after last week's 3-0 loss at the Camp Nou, but were also deprived of two of their most potent attacking weapons, Mohamed Salah and Roberto Firmino, who are out due to injury. However, in a stunning display of skills, Divock Origi and substitute Jorginho Wijnaldum both scored twice as Barcelona surrendered a 3-goal first-leg lead to exit the Champions League in the semi-finals for a second straight season. After the win, Klopp gushed, and I quote, "With any other team, I wouldn't think it was possible. They are really mentality giants. It is unbelievable the season we had, the games we had, the injuries we had now. Going out there and putting in a performance like this on a pitch is unbelievable. I'm really proud to be the manager of this team. What they did tonight was really special," end quote. On the other hand, Barcelona boss Ernesto Valverde has to face up to the second major European embarrassment of his time in charge. The Spanish champions blew a 4-1 first-leg lead to bow out at the quarterfinals against Roma last year. Valverde lamented, and I quote, "The most hurtful thing is to repeat it. When you have a collapse of this nature, we will have a few horrible days ahead," end quote. Reports indicate he might struggle to retain his job despite Barcelona winning 2 La Liga titles in his tenure. In football news, Atletico Madrid captain Diego Godin announced on Tuesday that he would leave the club at the end of the current season. Godin has been one of the best central defenders in the world under Atletico coach Diego Simeone. The 33-year-old would not confirm his next club, but indicated regret at not being able to agree to a new contract. An emotional Godin said, and I quote, "I'm nervous, even more than for a match. These will be my final days at Atletico Madrid. I want to communicate all the love I have for this club, this shirt. I am Atletico, because this is not a club, it's a family and a way of life. It has been my home and it's very hard to say goodbye. I never imagined this moment would come and I am not prepared," end quote. Godin has made 381 appearances for Atletico and remains a key figure in the team, but the Uruguayan has rejected offers to extend his contract, which expires on 30th June. He explained, and I quote, "In short, I am captain of the team and have been here many years. We have not reached an agreement to continue, so my time here is over. It has been the best of my career and my life," end quote. That said, Godin is unlikely to be the last high-profile player to leave Atletico this summer. After a disappointing season, Lucas Hernandez has agreed to join Bayern Munich, while uncertainty hangs over the futures of Philippe Luis, Juanfran, Thomas Partey, Saul Niguez, and even Antoine Griezmann. In tennis news, Andy Murray has been given a wild card to play at London's Queen's Club next month, even though he has yet to set a date for a potential return to the court after a hip injury. The British former world number one, currently ranked 217 in the world, underwent a hip resurfacing operation in London in January and says he is now pain-free, but he has only been hitting balls from a stationary position so far. He has an official deadline of 18th June to apply for a wild card for this year's Wimbledon, though tournament chiefs last week suggested there might be some wiggle room for the three-time Grand Slam champion. Meanwhile, Queen's Club, which is to be played between 17th and 23rd June, could offer the five-time former winner a chance for some grass court action ahead of Wimbledon, should he feel fit enough. Murray had mentioned before the Australian Open that he planned to retire after this year's Wimbledon, but also revealed that the tournament in Melbourne could prove to be his final event. The Afghanistan cricket team's chief selector denied there was any rift between the players after change of guard and claimed he expects the team to reach the semi-finals at the World Cup. Afghanistan's star spinners Rashid Khan and Mohammad Nabi expressed concerns on social media when national cricket selectors decided to replace Asghar Afghan as the captain of the ODI team. Rashid and Nabi had commented that changing the captain of the team just before the World Cup could affect the morale of the team and cause some uncertainty among players. At the launch of Afghanistan's team jersey on Tuesday, chief selector Daulat Khan Ahmadzai said Rashid Khan and Mohammad Nabi were upset with the decision but understood the motive behind changing the captain. He also put to rest any talk of distance created between the players due to the decision, especially between the two spinners and the new captain Gulabdin Naib. Ahmadzai explained, and I quote, "That comment from Rashid was his personal point of view. He said that it was not the right time to change the captain. But later on, he understood the decision." Nabi tweeted as well that everything is fine after a few days. "We have our own discipline committee who looks after this. But on this topic, there is nothing serious we are doing. This debate is now over." End quote. He added that the new skipper is not an unknown player. Naib has been around the team for 7 years and is an experienced campaigner. When asked what prompted the selectors to have a different captain for Afghanistan in different formats, Ahmadzai said, and I quote, "We have done split because now the test captain can focus on the test team and the other format's captains on their own. I think it will work." End quote. Speaking of his country's chances in the World Cup, the chief selector said the Afghanistan team has been preparing well for the last 6 months to play in English conditions. He went on to say that the team is eyeing a semi-final spot in the 10-nation event. He said, and I quote, "We are ready to take part in the tournament and you will see a prepared unit at the World Cup. We are expecting to reach the semis. We can beat a few teams in the World Cup, looking at the strength in our team. I think we can beat a few Asian teams. We don't have a weak team, they just need streamlining." End quote.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.